Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Yay! It's always so much fun when you're back.
Aw, well, thank you.
I miss you so much. Yes, not that I don't enjoy having guest hosts, but, you know, it's always a vibe when we get together.
Aw, look at that. That's so sweet. It's the nicest thing anybody says to me all day.
All day. You know what I'm saying? And I got so much to tell you.
Me too. You ain't gonna believe what I did.
Oh, boy.
I don't think anybody's going to believe it.
Oh, tell me.
I'm going to go wow.
You got a ticket.
Yep, got a ticket.
How amazing.
Don't you think that's crazy, though?
No.
I just got to see. You know what it is? It's not that I have FOMO, because that's not it at all. I just have to see what all the hoopla is about. I just don't really believe, like, is that spectacular that people don't sleep for days before the event? And, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe that's for people who don't go nowhere, but you go somewhere every week.
Maybe. I don't know.
You
we'll
know
see.
What I'm saying?
I just got to see.
Well, I'm excited and I'm jealous. Like, I mean that in the best.
Well, don't be. Don't be yet. Wait till we find out what it's all about. If it's just hype or if it's just really amazing and you can't miss it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go ahead and set up the show for the Go Wild time? Like, can we get one show while we're there and then a follow-up show?
Yeah.
Because last go-round, we kind of dropped the ball, and it wasn't you, it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? It just
kept for saying. Which thing?
For SGS.
Oh, well, for good reason. But okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
I would
love to, you know, do some. Because I did one after Love and Light.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably try to do one after.
Later that, Tiffany?
Yes.
And I got to do CPC.
And you got to do CPC. And I got a ticket for Galentine's with a plan.
All right, now.
Okay. I'm really, really, really debating on trying to get a ticket for the Planner Ladies in Tennessee. It's in Nashville. And Nashville isn't that far. And
when is that?
Huh?
When is that one?
Oh, that's in October. October, so I think you'll be gone again.
I'll be gone for my birthday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, either way, I'm thinking of going. I'm really excited about just going to these things because my time is coming, y'all. My time is coming. Counting down.
Hello.
Got almost 1 year left before.
And you've done a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I ain't touched nobody out recently.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm like... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm opening pens.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm trying to find my other earbud. I keep seeing to lose something. I found the one earbud, and I was like, oh, now I just got to find the case. Find the case. And I opened the case, the other earbud not in there. I lose earbuds. I buy so many earbuds. It's crazy.
Well, I still got that pair of headphones you gave me.
That makes you feel any better.
Well, that is. That's good.
I haven't lost them. I don't use them as often as I need to, but I haven't lost them. So I named this week's episode, We Don't Talk About. And it's just so
We don't talk about Bruno.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where it came from. We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about the elephants in the room.
Oh, okay.
You know, I talk about shipping shenanigans. We always talk about the copycat conundrum. We just don't talk about it. But this week, it's really been on my heart about the whole, everybody has been really, well, first, let's just talk about, let me talk about two things that we don't ever talk about. I mean, that we don't need to talk about. We don't need to say it out loud, but I'm just going to go ahead and get it out there. I have been fighting the cicada bug that's been in my garage, and I have given the people a warning that
you may
see me fall in the background and run, and the quality gets bad. You know why? It's because the bug has come out of hiding, and it tried to kill me, and so I ran away. Well, today, something else has run into the garage.
Oh, God, no. You need a cat.
You don't sound like you care.
No, I say you need a cat. Do you hear me?
No, I couldn't. Say it again.
Wait, maybe you didn't hear me. I said, oh, Lord, you need a cat.
I need a cat.
Yes.
Because a lizard ran into here today.
Oh,
not
no.
Little bitty lizard either. It was longer than my hand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my cats love to kill lizards.
It ain't got to die. I just don't want it to run over my feet. Okay?
Oh, no.
So I'm telling you and the people.
And fall is coming, child. It's all going to be coming in.
If y'all hear me.
No, Lord, don't kill yourself.
Listen,
I have
listen.
To call so-and-so. You're like, she's down on for the couch in the garage.
Oh, she going to hear it.
Oh, shit.
She's going to hear it. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about the things that keep trying to attack me in here. And the second thing I want to talk about is, y'all, my son and his penis obsession. So when he was younger, he would talk about how it's growing and it's getting big. And what he meant then was it's getting erect.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Mom, it's getting big again. It's touching the table. Son, get that thing off my table. And I'm so happy he talked to me about everything.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. I'm so glad he doesn't listen to my show. So
the joy of being a boy mom.
The joy of being a boy mom. So then one summer he goes to my sister's and he wakes up and he has something in his underwear. And he is obsessed. But why is this happening to me?
Okay. What did he have? Aquatic dream?
Yes, he did. And I guess, you know, I don't remember what I dreamed about.
Whatever it was exciting.
Whatever it was, right?
Oh, God, that is so funny.
So I'm like, okay. So now at the dinner table tonight, he talks about beating his meat.
Oh, Jesus. But you know what? I love that. I love, not that he does that, but I love that y'all talk about it at the dinner table. When my kids were in school, you know, before they got grown, we talked about everything at dinner. People would have been shocked listening to some of our conversations. But it made me very comfortable because it let me know my kids don't have a problem talking to me about anything.
Agree. He did not say that he was beating his meat currently. I asked him to go get me some more gravy. This is how this conversation started, right?
Oh, God.
go get me some gravy on top of my meat. He said, well, let me finish my meat. And I just looked at him, and he said, okay, well, let me finish eating my meat. I just looked at him again, and I was like, that's kind of worse. He was like, yeah, it kind of sounded like beating my meat. And I was like, oh, my God. You can't say that to your mother. He was like, what, beating my meat? And I'm like, yeah. He was like, but I'm not beating my meat. I was just telling you it sounded like it. And I was like, oh, my God, don't say beating your meat one more time. And so that's how the name of the show came. We don't talk about it.
Oh, my God. How he just got so gross so quick. I just saw him like 2 months ago.
I know. So then he's like, what? I'm 13. I'll beat my meat. I'm not yet.
Oh, it's funny. You just start taking him long shots.
Oh. Hey, as funky as he used to be, I don't care how long he stays his ass in the shower. So get in there.
Yeah, that's how you know when they start wanting to go take. They're like, "Oh, I'm going to take a shower." Wait a minute, I didn't have to tell you to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know it's happening. Your water bill go up.
Oh Lord. So, yeah, my son is just on one, and I just cannot believe it. I mean, I can believe it, but I can't believe that he's so comfortable talking to me about it.
Well, I'm happy.
I am, too. I know that nobody's going to diddle his penis, and he's not going to tell me, you know?
Oh, no. No, he will say.
That's good. Also, he did his first babysitting gig alone this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And so he said he was exhausted, like he really did some goddamn work.
Oh, how old was the child?
Tell you
oh, it's not too bad.
No, listen. He was over here 2 weekends ago, which is why Fat had to go over there this weekend. He was over here 2 weekends ago, and, you know, Fat was watching them, but, you know, we're going to feed the demo. So, of course, I'm in there. Girl, why he tried to push the plate off the table because he didn't want to eat it?
I hope his mama don't listen to the show.
I don't care if she do. She my cousin. I was like, boy, I beat your ass.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Came out of me like,
They make you lose your religion real quick.
I don't care nothing about you not wanting to eat it, but as far as making something else for me to clean up, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
You can forget it. No.
Mm.
No. So... that is how the name of the show came, and I just had to tell somebody, and I'm so glad that it was you.
Yeah, because that shit tickles me.
Girl, he said, be my meat. I said, we. Okay, so let me just say, get this out the way.
on a
whole nother thing. Y'all, if you'd like to join in on the conversation tonight, Coco, do you want to do this? Okay, if you'd like to
I'm trying to pack for my trip.
Girl, because you're leaving again.
Yeah, sorry.
If you'd like to call in tonight, the guest call-in number is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. Call in and chit-chat with us. Tell us something good, because I have questions for you today.
Oh,
I do. I have all the questions. So, have you been playing it? Let me just start there with your ass.
No. And look, I need to, because I was talking to my daughter today, and I was like, well, wait, where was I when that happened? And I was like, wait, where did I go? And she just said something everywhere, but I haven't been writing it down. Now I can go back in my Google Photos. And the Google, baby. Anyway, I go back in my Google Photos and see where I was on that day. But Google will get you if you are a cheating person or you doing stuff, something you ain't supposed to. That shit will get you in trouble. I got on my phone the other morning and it says July timestamps or something, July something. Girl, I looked at it. When I tell you, everywhere I went, how long I was there, I had places I had forgot I had even gone.
See what I'm saying?
I was like, oh, this is something else. And I know I have seen that before, but I guess I never really looked into it, and it just showed my whole life. Went to the airport, the rental car place where I went to eat, what toll booth I went through, how long you were here, what hotel. I mean, every stop you made.
Yeah, Google knows your shit, bro.
Baby knows everything about you. I was like, well, damn, so anyway, I could go back to that to figure out where I was so I can back plan. Thank God for Google in that situation. But, no, the last couple of weeks I have not been. My apologies to the planning world.
Apologies to that man.
Yeah, child, I ain't been home. I just, this is my first weekend home in a long time.
Oh, I know. You stay on in them streets, okay?
I do. I be at the airport more than the damn airplane.
I be in the air, and you just be chilling and waiting.
I be chilling, waiting to get on or get off. Yeah, next year, everyone's like, oh, 20, you get so busy. I said, yeah, that's 2023. 2024, I'm going to be good and broke, so I will be home. You can catch me home every day next year.
Every day.
Unless
yeah.
It's a work
okay,
trip.
Y'all mark this down, because we know, just like, she know, her ass ain't going to be at home.
Mm-mm. The only thing I have planned for next year is go out. And
for next year, too.
There was something else I had.
Oh,
huh?
No, because that's now. Okay.
What?
Go out. I was thinking it was this year, but no, that is.
No, it's next year. Yeah, but other than that, girl, I'm going to stay still. My social life, my bank has not, my financial life has not caught up with my social life. So I need to pay off a whole bunch of stuff, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, you
will. Our cruise next month, though. Oh, cannot wait. 39 days.
39 days. That is so awesome.
Yeah, 39 days.
And that is for the big 5-0.
5-0.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
So my question for the people, my question for the people, did you resist the call of the Hobonichi? Because Hobonichi release day is a really big thing in the planner community. Or did you fall down the Sterling Ink rabbit hole instead? And I know that that Hobonichi is a really big deal. When even Sonya is like, I know about Hobonichi.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah,
thought
on Reddit.
Oh, Lord.
I know. I'm like, what are you learning over there? Because it's incorrect.
Oh, shit.
So did you buy a Hobonichi? Have you ever bought a Hobonichi?
Yeah, I have.
What kind of Hobonichi did you buy?
A little slim one, what you call it?
Like a week?
Yeah, weeks, that's it. Because I even bought the modern brands. Weeks cover. I had my kids to buy for, put it on my Amazon wish list 1 year, either last year or the year before, for my birthday. And I have the cover for that and everything.
Nice.
I never used it.
Never.
Nope. I don't even know whether, well, it's in one of them drawers in there with all my other stuff, the Hobonichi, the modem thing.
I might have should have sold it from you.
Yeah, if you could find it. It's in there. But you remember when my mother-in-law moved in and I had to move all my stuff, because I also still have some bins in my bedroom that have stuff that I never put back in the craft room.
Oh, in the
craft room. So it may be in there, yeah.
I am trying really hard to resist the Hobonichi call.
Go on.
Because I don't want to be like you.
Oh, shots fired.
I mean, not just you, but like me. I mean, last year I bought that Sterling ink and I did not use it.
Well, you know what I bought?
What'd you buy?
The last year's Villa Beautiful Advent box. I bought it this year.
just a couple weeks ago because I wanted that tote bag. And then it was something else that I wanted. So I needed it so bad that I can't even remember. But if I bought them separately, it would wind up being as much as the Advent box.
You talking about that cream tote bag?
Yeah. Because I'm going to put, this is crazy here. I don't even want to say it out loud. I want to put my pins. I have a bunch of pins. The stick pins, the ones a bunch of pins and buttons that I want to put them on there. Now, I don't know why I have to put them on there because I have them on the bag now. It was one day I was just like, oh, I need that bag. And I said, let me go order it because I had a $5 coupon, right? So it was $107 and I got $5 off. I opened it, but nothing is out the packs. I don't even know what's inside the little Advent packs. It was Academia, right? Or something.
Yes. And actually, I think I have it right here.
The Advent box?
Yeah, from last year.
At least it didn't come with a rock.
Baby, because there's luxury and simplicity.
Oh, shit. Except something as simple as a rock.
Girl.
Oh, Lord mercy.
Where
is my earbud? You know what I think?
You think the cat ate it?
No. No, I don't let them in my bedroom. But you know what? The older I'm getting, my allergies are getting bad again. I think I'm allergic to them little shits.
Okay. So I still have my Isis Ella Jewel pink bag that I have not opened. I don't even know why I bought it when I bought it.
What you buy?
You remember that Isis Ella Jewel, the jewel box that had that big pocketbook with Lily on it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I bought that.
Say something. Lily is starting to give Hayden vibes. Not the big head at all, and it is Lily is cuter.
Much cuter.
Well, that's nice. Let me just leave
but
that.
But how is she giving Lily?
Because it's just like she's everywhere now, like kind of like Peyton. You know, it's like.
Ma'am, you talking about Peyton. Okay, let me not say that. Ma'am, can we just talk about paper dolls?
Lord, have mercy on my soul. When I saw that, I was like, no, this is serious paper dolls, like the 1970s paper dolls.
With the tabs on the clothes.
Yes, girl. And I didn't like playing with them things back then. I knew that shit was wrong.
It used to frustrate me to no end.
Oh, to no end. Like, how am I dressed if the damn clothes don't even stay on? And I know you need them to come off so you can and then the tabs bend, they come. No. I didn't like it as a child, and I sure as hell ain't gonna like it as an adult. That's just ridiculous to me. Sorry.
Yeah. I said paper doll.
You remember them things that used to cling? What were they? I don't know what they called them. Maybe cling. I forget. But something like that would be better. But anyway. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. When I saw them tabs, girl, I almost fell out the chair.
Girl, paper doll.
I said, what in the hell is this? I was like, oh, she was serious. I mean, like,
paper dolls, like, throwback paper dolls.
Yeah. Okay, so back to my dilemma that I need you to talk me through.
Okay, what's your dilemma?
I want a Hobonichi.
Oh, get one.
That was not easy. I mean, that was too easy.
You asked the wrong one. If you were looking for somebody to talk you out of it, we'll go around this world once.
Talk me through it. Like, I want small, and it can go in my purse. We wanted to try something completely different for our Labor Day sale this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's small. It can go in my purse.
and I can.
Can't you get the little mini hobo?
Yeah, they have it in A6.
Yeah,
they have it in A6. But I just bought this cover from, you know, my favorite people, the Yardley Leather people over in Malaysia. And they sent me, like, a wallet. And so now I'm like, maybe I can. So I got me another B6 cover because I have a B6 allergy that I got to use at some point, right? I use one as my journal already. Anyway, so now I'm like, should I order me an A6 one just in case?
Okay, then let's do this. Use what you have for now, the thing you just bought, you said.
Oh, it's just a wallet, though.
Oh.
It doesn't have a book in it, but it's just a wallet. But it makes me think about a hobo week.
Yeah, I think you should. You're coming up on the last quarter of the year, so if you haven't already determined what you're going to use next year, now's the time, and then you can do a hobo. I mean, what's it going to hurt? Ain't like you're lacking stickers to put in it.
You right.
You got everything you need to dress it up. You just need it.
And I did not realize that I've never used Tomo River paper.
There you go. See?
I was thinking
I'm going to help you find a reason, honey.
Right. See, the whole time I thought that I was using my Stalogy and it was Tomo River paper, and it wasn't. Or some people say Tomoe. I think Tomo, it looks better to me, but anyway.
Okay. Tomo, Tomoe.
Yeah,
potato,
potato. Right. So, anyway. Yeah. So. Okay. Now I have to decide on the hobo or the A6.
Hobo. Or A6.
I mean, the weeks or the A6.
You've done A6 before.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I have an A6 allergy that one of the Planner Outlaws sent me. Shout out to Planner Outlaws. I ain't shout y'all out in a long time. Y'all still be listening? Outlaws, let me know if y'all be listening, because I don't think y'all be listening. I think y'all done ditched me.
Yeah, they probably have.
No.
Let me let them know I'm back. So they can start listening again. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let me.
Oh, now next Sunday. Okay, wait. Let's back up. Let's do your astrology thing. So, the hobo is heavy on your mind. So I think you work it out in your head for another week or so, and then wherever you land, that's what you get.
Okay.
You gotta weigh it. But I think you should. The hobo seems to be the thing that you really want to do. And again. You do it. If you don't like it, who cares? It's not like we don't have another million planners hanging around that we don't use.
That we haven't used.
You want me to see if I can find mine and you can use that one?
Yeah, of course. And you know what, though? Okay, you're right. Here's what I'm going to do. I have this Sterling Inc. Subscription, right?
Uh-huh.
Every month, Sterling Inc. gives you the date. So
okay.
I could really just use an A6 Sterling Inc. and just put the date on a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like not a monthly, but just the dates for each day on the page, and then see if I like the shit.
Problem
solved.
Okay. See? Look at that. We talked that through.
Yeah, problem solved. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it in December.
Look at that. That's how we work things out.
Yeah, we're going to use our stash. We're shopping our stash. I'm shopping my stash this year. I can't buy nothing else.
I'm not either. You know what also?
What?
This is a bad word that I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord.
I think
not
I'm
going
to try it. It's a B word. I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to try the budget.
Oh.
You know what, though? This is the sad part, and this is horrible, as old as I am. I don't even know how to budget. Like, because this isn't who I am. I'm going to be like, oh, but I really want it. Or I'll be like, well, I didn't do this last week, so I can do this now. So I don't know. If somebody has budgeting tips, just let me know, because I don't. Do you know how to budget? Like, I mean, like, really budget. Like, set yourself, you know, because there's people who do, like, oh, we're going to do $100 for entertainment, $200 for groceries. I'm going to blow it every time, I believe. I feel like I would. Because I'm very much a, what do you call that?
For the moment,
shopping. Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, that, but, you know, what they call it when you shop at the register, at the little things by the register, you know, I'm one of
buy.
Impulse shopper. That's who I am, yes. That's who I am. I'll be like, oh, that's cute. I'm not going to be like, oh, but that's not in the budget. You know, I'll find a way to make it fit.
Nothing prepared me for budgeting more than being broke as fuck.
Well, yeah. When you're forced. And I'm okay, so I'm gonna do that.
You're not gonna be broke as fuck, but you have to live as if you are.
As if you are.
To, hey, bruh, this the only check I got this month.
You know who's good at living like they broke?
Broke folk.
No. Daddy. He is real full of people. Like, you know, I ain't got no money. But then I'd be like, he do have money.
Okay, you do.
He was like, yeah, I want to do this, but yeah, I don't have no money for that. And then he'll go bring home a TV or something. And it's like, wait a minute.
You didn't have money.
You didn't have money for me to go get an ice cream. But you got, you know, something silly like that. Yeah,
here.
You know, it's always something that doesn't, like, it just outweighs the other. It's like, well, we could have done. But he's like the government, though. It's like he has funds for certain things, right?
Yeah, allocated.
Yeah, yes, yes. Funds. Yeah, he allocates his funds, honey. And so, no, I didn't have money for Dairy Queen, but I do have money to go to Best Buy. You know, that's how he does it. Electronic fund we have.
Yeah. And so I have been very much so like, bitch, let me tell you something.
Hmm.
I have not told you. Maybe I should tell you off the air.
If you're thinking that, probably so.
Well, I mean, it's about my, I guess I can violate my own HIPAA violation. So I went to the doctor this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the motherfucker told me I need to be on oxygen all the time?
24/7?
Bitch.
Why?
Because they say my oxygen numbers drop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to do that.
For what? I'm sad. I've been breathing hard. So anyway,
I know, but if they're telling you that, you don't want your, you got to have enough oxygen in your blood.
So I call the people to find out about the oxygen. Girl, why oxygen $100 a month?
Oh, I thought it was going to be more than that.
What? I said, I'm told to be free.
If I go outside, that oxygen is free.
I said, I'll just keep breathing deep. It was like, ma'am, you're not breathing deep. That's the problem.
No, exactly. And you're going to have more carbon dioxide.
I said, $100. Girl, I just thought, and you know me, I just thought applying for jobs. Who about to work again? Girl.
She said I thought applying for jobs. So you can pay for oxygen?
So I can pay for some damn oxygen?
We going to have to get a GoFundMe going. $1,200 is all you need a year.
Girl, you talking about you need to be on oxygen all the time. I'm sorry to my family if you're listening and you didn't know that. I just came.
Well, but since y'all listening, we got a GoFundMe going.
Yeah, you can buy me a coffee. And we'll donate.
You'll buy her a liter of oxygen. Shit. And coffee.
Well, we're just going to donate it toward it. I can't put on there, buy me some oxygen. Because then folks going to be like, you're using your disability as a.
Well, hell, everybody else do it.
Girl, oh, let's check on Beg and Betty while we on here.
Who?
Bitch.
Begging Betty.
Last episode, there was. We touched on the topic of this nice young lady that we have called Begging Betty.
Jesus Christ. So what's she begging for? That's what they're telling me about TikTok. See, you're not on TikTok. But, honey, when I tell you everybody on TikTok is begging somebody, if they put out their house, or it's always something.
She has been begging for stickers.
Oh, no, not for stickers.
Yeah, begging for stickers. The last thing was I want a Go Get Her Girl Discbound Daily and a Kellable Plan Weekly Planner. Anyone have an extra one that they aren't using?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what the hell?
That she finally got her hands on a book from Live Love Posh, thanks to a friend, and I also got an out-of-date gratitude planner that I'm redating. So thank you to her friends who are following for this.
Boy, I like the way she threw in, I got an out-of-date.
Yeah, you ain't have to say out it.
I don't like people that big like that. Uh-uh.
5 days ago. You want? I hate when people make stickers and only send them to other big people. Send some to us that are little and get real reviews. Ma'am, they do that when they put you on their PR team.
Exactly. Oh, I can't stand begging people.
One of these days, Wrong commented on her post and said it was beautiful, and she just asked Wrong flat out, like, hey, can you send me one of your sticker books? I can't afford it.
Oh, no.
Yes, she did.
Did Wrong respond?
Nah.
Yeah, she left on red.
Wrong was like, nah. Well, I guess she hasn't begged since in about 5 days.
Okay, so let me tell y'all something else that I just thought about. This is about the travel world. So I went last week for my TSA pre-check meeting, appointment, interview, whatever it is they call it, to do much besides pay and give them your passport or whatever so I could put that in the system. The very next day, I got a TSA pre-check number.
Okay.
Right? I'm a little worried that people are just getting them so easily. They say it could take up to 30 days. But.
Well, they see that you're a frequent flyer.
You think so?
Yeah. They check all that, girl. They ain't just giving it to you for the fuckers.
Well, that's the way it felt. I was like, I was, you know, even though I wanted it for my flight tomorrow. But. I was like, I was willing to wait them days to get that because it just made me a little afraid.
Nah, don't be afraid. Listen, they ain't playing. You know how many guns they
oh, yes.
collect?
Yes, because I told you I lost my phone, right?
No.
And I had to go, and when the girl told me, oh, when you get back, you can look, there's a bucket, and literally a bucket where these phones were, and there were guns. They were laptops. I mean, the stuff that people leave, and I'm like, wait, this stuff just got here this week? No, stuff had been there forever. Like, how do you think you come back and get your stuff? Unless they just feel like it's gone.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I say unless they just felt like their stuff is gone, but go ahead.
Did you know that there was a site called Unclaimed Baggage?
Yeah, there's a place in Alabama.
Okay, well, I know that you can order online, and a lot of people order Kindles from there. And so I've been looking at a new Kindle Paperwhite.
Wait, they are on? No, so that comes from the bag. This is stuff people leave at, like, the TSA or it gets confiscated, and they tell you could come back. Like, I think the guns you could come back or something. I don't know. But, no, that's what – this is just stuff that gets confiscated at the TSA. My phone didn't get confiscated.
In the same bucket? Like the
no.
How after a while, like, hey, this is still unclaimed.
Oh, no, I don't know. But I know the luggage itself, yeah, I get that. But that's these people shit that they didn't lost, and they never gave the people their stuff.
Because they done paid them for it.
So, no, wait, so now there's a website?
Yeah, it's called Unclaimed Baggage.
Oh, shit. Now, see,
There go my budget. You done blew my budget already.
Not me. Not me. I'm just helping the people claim their unclaimed shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Unclaimed luggage.
Yeah, I see. Unclaimed baggage is the nation's only retailer of lost luggage. The five. They have AirPods, but that's gross. That's been in people's ear.
Girl, all they do is take them things off and fan them some more.
What you mean? The ones that, I'm saying they've been in people's ear.
Yeah, but some of them you just take, I guess I got the AirPods Pro, where you can take the little soft part off and then put it back. I mean, put another one on there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so I don't know how they work because I don't have Apple.
Well, I call all of them AirPods. If they go in my ear, it's the AirPods.
Oh, okay.
If they go over my head, it's a headphone.
Oh, I see the Kindle Paperwhite, 2 gigabytes.
Yeah. I need that. So did you buy anything during this Labor Day weekend sale?
No, who was selling stuff besides the paper dolls?
But girl, and she not even.
Oh, A Glittery Life Plans had a coupon.
Did they?
And Jane's Agenda has like 15 spots left for her subscription for October.
Did she do last October? Her shit was fast.
It's good. It looks good this year too.
Oh, let me go look.
But I didn't get it.
What?
Mm-mm. Listen, I'm starting my budget on everybody. If y'all don't see it, I see it. She is an enabler. Not even trying to help my cause.
I'm just trying to buy my sadness because they told me I got to be on oxygen. So I'm just
that makes me sad too.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to look at the October day. Okay, so is she doing an advent box? That's what I want to know.
Same agenda?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen any advent boxes except the one that somebody posted. Oh, with the scary all year round, I think it was them.
She does her advent for Halloween.
Oh, that was Halloween. Okay.
Yeah, she does a Halloween.
I guess so. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Guess what else I did?
What?
I showed somebody else the no hands things, and so now somebody else sees it, and they can't
see
it. Yeah.
You can't unsee it.
Can't unsee it. So I have bought I bought 2 Advent so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think I bought Villa Beautiful.
Wait, for Christmas?
Was it Villa Beautiful? Maybe it wasn't. No, it was Rebel Ink Co. and Cricut Paper Co. Okay, I bought those 2 for Advent Palooza. I need 1 more Advent box, so I'm waiting on Villa Beautiful.
Please let me know when that one comes so I can get that one.
You know your favorite person in the world is going to text you about it.
She texted me today because there were some pins. She's my enabler too, which I appreciate because I be forgetting. I don't see stuff like I used to. Okay, honestly, I'm exhausted. I can't wait to just stay still.
Yeah, I could believe that.
Yeah, this year has exhausted me.
Okay, so as far as sales, the Cuteness Boutique has a 30% off sale.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah, Trika. She has a 30% off sale. Who else has a sale? Everybody had a sale this weekend for Labor Day. You know,
I'm going to start using my stuff.
Yeah, we got to start shopping our stuff.
I still got Villa Beautiful Kids from 2021.
I have used some of them. Like, I've used some of the stickers.
Doing the little plastic envelope thingamadoodle.
Yeah.
I have not bought any of her new things, the mini kits. I didn't see the next one.
The mini kits?
Yeah, you know, she, give me a mini kit. You know, the last one she had was, it was childish looking. It was like ice cream shop or something like that. On Bella Beautiful, you know what I'm thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was called Sweet
Stuff. Oh, yeah, that was a childish one. I remember
yeah.
that one.
So I got the anniversary kit. That was the last one I got. So she hasn't released the...
But the anniversary one hasn't come yet, right?
No. Uh-uh. But when the advent box comes, I will let you know, and I will let all our listeners know so that they, too, can be enabled and buy one also. I'm trying to try new shops. So that I don't have all the same things. Oh, Isis Ella Jules had a new release. She also had a big bundle grab bag of things from the, not the new release, but from her new releases. So that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. It is almost time for me to order the last quarter of my Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing really good in it. You know, I use it every day, and I'm proud of it. I like
you go, girl.
I like that thing. I haven't quite figured out how to do a flip-through of the whole year with it being in different books and all, but I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you just have to do a four part.
Yeah, part one.
Quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four.
Yeah, yeah. So, I've been actually thinking about doing some flip-throughs and putting it up on our YouTube channel. Did you know we had a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been thinking about doing that, and, you know.
I'm so proud of you. You've been keeping the, I am so proud of you. You've just been keeping it going, getting people to come and sit in, guest speakers and guests on the show, YouTube channel, Facebook page. I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it. It brings me joy. It brings me joy to be able to talk all the shit unfilteredly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not sponsored by Go Wild.
Right.
I'm not sponsored by, you know, major corporations, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
We have our sponsors. Shout out to ShopThePaperFan.com and shout out to Frolicking Brains, you know, for sponsoring us. Thank you to everybody who's bought us a coffee, all that good stuff. Those are the people that we do it for. We don't have to work.
Yeah, but it makes it able to be able to just keep it real. You don't have to sugarcoat it, make it
yeah.
cute when it ain't cute.
Yeah, and that's what makes me, you know, happy.
Oh, I'm good.
That bullshit.
Yeah, just say what you want.
And I found out, let me be messy.
Go ahead, girl. You know, that's what I like.
I found out why I was put out of Coco's Vision finally.
Oh, what happened?
Thought that I was talking shit about them.
Oh, my God. That is so immature, number A.
But it was told by somebody completely, you know, different. And she said that once I left the dark side, once I was no longer affiliated with that person,
mm-hmm.
then I would be able to get back in the group, which I don't mind, you know, because I like the doll and I love Sexy Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that. You don't want me, you don't want me. I'm going to just be quiet. I don't want to fool with your stuff, but I don't like that. See, but that's who I am. If it's in a rearview mirror, I'm good. Keep it back there.
Yeah.
I'm moving forward. But that's just who I am in everything in life, relationships, everything. If you back there, stay. I'm good.
Hey. I think, though, that the bad part is that I really think it has a lot to do with the other person and their shitty business models. And if it wasn't so shitty for them, then maybe I wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, but you're not a partner to her. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you
nah,
know,
you're right.
Her stuff, but that I don't like. Don't threaten me with a good time, bye. But I get it. I can see it from both sides, though, so I'm not going to just be so narrow-minded. I do. I see it from both sides. But that's just the drama in it all.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's me?
So you know what? If I was going to, let me just say this, qualify it.
Oh.
If I was going to put you out, I would say to you, hey, Riri, you know, there's some issues, there's some confusion, and to keep less confusion, to keep the confusion down, you know, once you are, you know, if there comes a time where you're not in a relationship with this group or that person or that shop, let us know. In the meantime, it's just like any breakup, right?
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me. So when you're done over there, you can come back over here. But until then, I would just like to not do this. You know, that's the more mature way to handle things instead of just cut you off and then come back later. You find out through the grapevine, this is why. I mean, I don't like that. We're adults, or should be. That's bad business.
I think they put me out before they even knew that it wasn't me. You get what I'm saying? It was like, hey, Coco, you was talking shit about me. They was like, no, it wasn't me. It was you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was mixing up the two Cocos. So you was the one talking shit. And they thought it was them.
Okay. Which
and
is even a better reason to
yeah.
not do it like that.
Like, oh.
But it's fine. I think it's great, and I do think that she is a great product. So, you know, whatever you want to do.
I was just like, oh, but you know, it's really good. That
you're so much nicer out. Than me, though.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I found out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate not knowing.
Really?
Whereas you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I look at it like this. That's your loss, not mine.
Exactly. I haven't bought nothing.
I am the prize.
That's
just the way I look at it.
Prize.
No, I get it. I know, but that's your nature, which is what makes you a good person.
Oh.
But me, on the other hand, shall I cut you off like the light company in a minute?
Yeah, I was really excited to know, you know?
Well, that's good. That's what I guess.
Like, oh, that's how you do me? That's what we're doing now?
I got family members I don't talk to, so, hey. You know I ain't fooling with no sticker shop.
Okay, period.
Yeah, I just need peace. My life is just about peace. If it ain't bringing me peace, no, I'm good. I don't care who you are. But that's just me. But I've always found more, well, I ain't going to say that because I don't know who's listening, so.
Okay, tell me. You know you got to say it now.
Yeah, I tell you.
Okay, well, that was that.
I'm going to New Orleans on Sunday.
Ooh, you want to go see your family?
I'm going to go see my uncle because he's in the hospital, and he's been there for a little while. And so tomorrow he's supposed to have a procedure, so me and Daddy are going to drive Sunday. Come back Monday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I ain't staying in New Orleans too long, girl. Mm-mm. They're crazy out there. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to go do. So we can Saturday or whatever you want to do.
Okay. So you say Saturday, next Saturday?
I'm leaving Sunday morning, but we can do this next Saturday if you want.
Okay.
We'll do the show. We can talk about it.
Yeah, we will. I would just like to body for all of their thank everybody for all of the love and support that you give us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. And please send in your responses because I need to know, did you fall down the Hovanichi website? I mean, did you fall down the resist the call of the Hovanichi? Or did you just fall down the Sterling Inc. rabbit hole? What are you doing for next year? Are you sticking to what you have? Are you trying something new? Are you shopping your stash? Please let us know. You can email us at Real Talk. I mean, you can slide in my DMs. You know how much I like that. Real Talk.
You're crazy.
Real Talk with Riri on IG. You can join the Realist, R-E-A-L-I-S-T-S. On Facebook, we are reading the 12-week year, and we'll be discussing it on September the 17th, I believe.
Oh, wait, what?
We'll be discussing it at our planner party for Black Girls Read, too.
Oh, in your Black Girls Read group?
Yeah, but it's really a thing with the realist. You should pay attention to our group more often.
Girl, listen. Y'all gonna see next year, I'm going to get on everybody's nerves because I'm going to be so involved. I'm going to be so involved in every case next year. I'm going to get on everybody's nerves. They'll be like, wait, where were you in 23?
Okay, 23 and me, okay?
I was celebrating 50 all year.
All year long.
All year. My family's so sick of me, I know they are.
Okay, me too. Shit. Come to work. Come to
work. Tell the little toddler to let you know when my surprise birthday party is.
Okay. Hey, little baby toddler, can you tell me when the surprise birthday party is? She don't listen no more either.
She's sleep, girl. She be sleep. They be in the bed at 8 o'clock over there, girl. Talk about old people.
Girl, old. Okay, so find our DM. Be sure to go check out shopthepaperfan.com. Be sure to check out Frolic and Brains. They're so awesome. Buy us a coffee so you can donate to our oxygen fund or our...
Or just donate to the oxygen fund.
Or just donate to the oxygen fund. I'll give you my cash app, bro, because I don't apply for a job. What the fuck? Where they do that at? Anyway, We are messy and not malicious. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.